word. You don't. When it's on the inside of you, you don't get offended. You don't stumble. You stay with it. You say, all right, thank you, God, for it. Amen. We'll go with it. Amen. If you said it, it belongs to me, and I receive it by faith, because that's how we have to do it, right? Because without faith, it's impossible to please who? Your wife?
God.
God. Nobody else. It's God. God's looking for our faith. I heard a minister say that faith is the currency of heaven.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Just like money is the currency here on earth, faith is the currency in heaven. Amen. And everybody was dealt the measure of faith, not a measure, because if it was a measure, then everybody would supposedly have a different measure. But the measure means everybody got the same exact measure. And it's, and where'd we get the faith from? The best part of it all. Where'd we get faith from? Amen. Where'd we get faith from?
God.
We got faith from God. What did God's faith create?
The world, everything.
Amen. And I have a measure of that.
Yeah.
I have a measure of the God kind of faith.
Yes.
I have the measure of the kind of faith that created this world.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. So when we get the word in us, we're not offended by it, right?
Amen.
But when you have the theory of man, that's when stumbling and offense shows up.
Yes, sir.
When you start thinking, well, they're just trying to do this, well, healing ain't for us today, and then we start getting mad about the word.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, y'all ready to give?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for another opportunity, not only to tithe, Father God, but also to give offering. And we thank you, according to Deuteronomy 8:18, that you gave us, the church, the ability to produce wealth. And so we thank you for it and praise you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
Amen.
While they're doing that, I'm going to tie my shoe. Amen. If you wasn't here Wednesday, I'd go back and watch Wednesday night.
Yes.
We have it on our Facebook page. It was good. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us.
Yes. Yep. Amen.
Amen. Talking about light and believing God and things. Yes. Amen. It was really excellent.
Yes, it was.
Amen. After I got home, though, I realized I didn't give y'all the Bible verse that I talked about up front. It's 1 Peter 2:24, but it's the Weymouth, however you want to say it, translation. It's 1 Peter 2:24, but it's the Weymouth translation. Amen. And so, let me get situated here. Amen. Why is my iPad acting crazy? That's what I want to know. I don't want to throw your iPad, but I will. It'll make me feel better. Amen. Turn over to Hebrews 4, please. Hebrews 4. I think we're going to talk a little bit about the same thing from Wednesday. Amen.
Amen.
God willing and the creek don't rise. That's what we're going to do this morning.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's all right to laugh.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Amen.
Either that or my jokes just ain't funny no more and we got to regroup. Thank you. laugh of sympathy. I appreciate it. Amen. We'll pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you. We do thank you for your word, Father God, that we're able to read, that we're able to study, that we're able to feed our spirit, man. Just like our natural man, we fed him breakfast or lunch, dinner. And Father God, I thank you that we're able to feed our spiritual man food from your word, because that's exactly what it is. It's feeding our faith.
Yes.
Amen. It's feeding our faith, Father God. So we thank you for it. And I thank you, not my will this morning, not Ricky's will, but your will be done, Father God. Everything that you would have for this congregation and also for me, I thank you it will come forth this morning. I thank you, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth from your word. And Holy Ghost, sir, we thank you for helping, for revealing, for unfolding the light from the word for us this morning. And we give you all the praise, Father God, all the honor and all the glory for your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen. Amen. I am going to talk a little bit about the same stuff. I'm going to hit a few things first. There's two kinds of unbelief in the Bible. Amen. Two kinds of unbelief in the Bible. Excuse me. One is lack of knowledge of the word. Amen. It's lack of knowledge of the word. You don't know what's yours. If you don't know what's yours, then you can't take advantage of it. Right? Just lack of knowledge of the word. If we don't know what belongs to us, how will we take advantage of it? Right? If you don't know that, let's say that I said, I'm going to give them $1,000, but I didn't tell you or you didn't find out, would you know that you had $1,000? See, what we don't know is a disadvantage to us. But when we find out what belongs to us, then we're able to walk in that. Correct?
Amen.
Amen. So the cure for unbelief is knowledge.
Yes, amen.
Is knowledge. Amen. The cure for unbelief is knowledge. Come to know what the Word of God says. Amen.
Amen.
Just come and know what the Word of God says about whatever you're believing God for or going after. Find out what the Word of God says about it, right?
Yes,
amen. The second is they know what God's Word says, but can't be persuaded to act on God's Word.
Amen.
Amen. They know what God's Word says, but can't be persuaded to act on God's Word. The cure for this is obedience.
Amen.
Amen. It's a fun word, ain't it?
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Obedience. tell your partner or tell your person beside you, say, hey, obedience.
Obedience.
Amen. Tell the other person beside you, say, hey, obedience.
Obedience.
Amen. Hebrews 4:6, you got it in the King James?
Yes.
Thank you. It says, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached, who's he talking about? Israelites, right?
Yes.
Amen. So he's talking about the Israelites, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. To whom it was first preached, entered not in because of what?
Unbelief.
Entered not in because of unbelief. Unbelief, if you look it up in the Greek here, it means disobedience.
Wow.
Amen. And the Greek also means unpersuadableness. So they did not enter in because of disobedience. They did not enter in because of unpersuadableness.
Amen.
They didn't believe.
Yeah. Amen.
We can't take it. It's too big. Y'all not see the giants there?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So they were unpersuadable, right?
Yes.
Amen. All right, now let's go over to Galatians 3:5, please. You can pull that up in the easy read, please. And I'm going to pull it up in the Weymouth. Yeah, it just comes off of my... It's probably because of the accent, so it comes off of my mouth weird. Easy read says, does God give you the Spirit because you follow the law? Does God work miracles among you because you follow the law? No. Say no.
No.
God gives you his Spirit and works miracles among you because you what? Because you heard the message about Jesus and did what? And did what? Amen. Not just heard the message of Jesus. I could tell somebody about Jesus, about not having to go to hell, about being saved.
Right.
But if they don't accept it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's not going to do them no good.
Amen.
No good at all.
Yep.
Because you heard the message about Jesus and believed it. We believed it. Amen. The Weymouth says, he who gives you his Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do so on the ground of your obedience to the law? Or is it the result of your having heard and believed. Amen. Of having heard and doing what?
Believing.
It's always on our part as well. Amen. God's going to give us his word, but it's up to us if we believe it or not. It's up to us to receive it by faith. I heard a minister one time say, he was talking about the word, and he said that God told him something. He said, you know what, God, I don't understand that. I don't. But I see it in your word right here, and so I'm going to receive it by faith.
Yes, amen.
Because that's how we have to do. We have to, if we have to receive the word by faith that God is telling us the truth.
Yes, sir.
That this is it.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I'm going to go over a couple of scriptures from last week real fast. John 15:7, please. Pull it up in the Passion, please, sir. Man. John 15:7, it says, but if you live in your life union with me, excuse me, and my words live powerfully where?
Within you.
Amen. Within who?
Me.
Me, right? Yeah. Within me.
Yeah.
Then I can ask, say I, whatever I desire, and it will be done. Because, see, once the word is on the inside of you, you're able to ask, we're going to have to fix this thing again. It's shaking. I thought it was me for a minute, but it's the overhead. I was like, am I shaking my head? Amen. So we got to have the word living in us powerfully, right? And if you have the Passion Translation, I don't know if you do, but there's a letter G beside the word powerfully, and if you hit that, it says, my words take hold.
Amen.
My words take hold. Are strong within you.
Yes.
Amen. So his words, whenever we get into the word of God, amen, and we start reading about healing, or we start reading about victory, we start reading the word of God, and it takes hold of our spirit, man. And
yes.
we can't hang on to that by faith. We do understand Satan comes immediately to steal the word from us. Amen. And if we allow him to, it will be stolen. But if we just continually take hold of it, not let it go, but to continue to meditate on it. Remember Joshua 1:8? Let's go over there, please, real fast. Joshua 1:8. Amen. King James is fine. Thank you. I agree. Amen. Joshua 1:8. Amen. This book, what book?
Bible.
This book of the law shall not depart out of whose mouth? But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, then thou mayest observe to according. You know why it doesn't help some people? Because the book of the law starts out in their mouth very powerfully. Starts out strong. They continue to meditate on it, but then somebody will say something, and a lot of times people will grab hold of that. Man, I wonder if that is for us.
Yeah, amen.
You know, because, you know, they're sick, and they've been sick a long time, and they've been praying for healing, and they're not healed. Well, number one, I'm not God.
Yep.
I don't know if they're in faith or not.
Right.
I can tell you I'm in faith all day long. It doesn't mean I am. See, because I could talk to you the word of God line for line when we're around each other, but how am I talking while I'm at my house?
Yes.
How am I talking while I'm by myself?
Yep.
Because I can't talk faith here. And then doubt and lack there.
Right. Amen.
Because it's nullifying itself. It's yes. not doing anything. And so we're staying at ground zero, confused, going, yes. well, faith doesn't work. No, it does. It's working exactly like it's supposed to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if I continually keep, so people get the word on the inside of them, somebody might say something or something come up, and then it starts draining from them. And so they stop meditating on it.
Yes. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so it doesn't become first place in their heart no more. First place in their heart is, I wonder what they're doing. I don't know if healing is for us. You know, I've been believing for healing for a long time. Well, my thing is, what does the Bible say about healing? Amen. That we got to answer questions with the word, not with what I think.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
So if somebody comes up to me and says, well, healing's not for us today, Well, that's what you believe, but I know too many scriptures in here where it talks about. Pull up 1 Peter 2:24, please. Amen. First Peter 2:24 says, "Who his own self bear whose sins in his body?" Well, how did he do that? I don't know, but I know he did it. The reason I know he did it because it says it, and so I believe exactly what it says, that he bore my sins before I even did it. Hallelujah! Bore his sins. My sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto what? By whose stripes ye what? Going to get healed? Because going to get healed is future.
Right. Amen.
But ye were healed is past tense.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So something was done yesterday or back then for it to be a were.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
So then, by his stripes ye were healed. So then I am healed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So then I am healed, right? Is that what it says? Because were is what?
Past.
Amen. It's past tense. And then the Weymouth, I'll read that to you. It says the burden. Done jumped on me. The burden of our sins he himself carried in his own body to the cross and bore it there, so that we, having died so far as our sins are our sins concerned, may live righteous lives. But by his wounds yours have been healed.
Amen.
By his wounds yours have been. I like that kind of language. Have been healed. Not going to be healed.
Right.
Not someday will be healed.
Right.
But have been healed.
Yes.
Have been healed.
Yes.
Have been healed.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I don't know if I have enough faith to believe that. That is fine. And that's why the Word of God is there for us to feed on.
Yes.
So just get the Word of God. Get 1 Peter 2:24. There's Matthew 8:17. There's Isaiah 53:4-5. You can just get those and just start meditating those every single day. And then one day you're just going to wake up and go, glory to God. Sickness, I command you to leave my body right now. You are no longer welcome. And you'll walk out.
Yep.
But every day is a progression.
Yes.
Every day is a progression.
Yes.
No. Amen. We have to make a step. Just like a baby. Whenever a baby starts walking, do you just come over and go, uh-uh? See, that's how Satan tries to teach us. Once we get in the Word and start meditating, he comes over and wants to throw up a distraction or something from somewhere else. Well, that's not for us today. Well, I don't know about that. Well, they're crazy. Well, thank you. But if it's there, if the Word of God is there and he tries to bring something up, he's trying to knock my feet out. That way I'll lose my focus from the Word of God, what's given me my victory, what's given me my answer, and my focus will go back to something else. But if I allow the Word of God to do exactly what the Word of God is designed to do, and that's transform my life.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Holy cow, we're doing good.
Amen.
Amen. Time flies. Go to Psalms 119, please. Psalms 119, 105, living. Do we have that? No, we don't. I'll pull it up. Maybe I'll pull it up if I can get to it. Psalms 119, 105, and out of the living, it says, "Your words are a flashlight to light the path ahead of me and keep me from stumbling."
Yes.
Amen. Oh, there it is. So your words are a flashlight to what?
Light the path ahead.
Where at?
Yes.
Ahead or behind me?
Ahead.
Beside me?
No.
Where at?
Ahead.
Why is it ahead of me? Because number one, we're moving forwards. That's number one reason we're moving forwards. That's why it's ahead of me. That's why it's not off to the sides, because I'm continually staying focused on what the Word of God says, so I'm going to move with it. I'm going to move with the Word of God, not what somebody else thinks.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Your words are a flashlight. Whose words?
God's words.
So if I don't know what God's Word says about healing, concerning healing, is it a flashlight to me?
No.
It's not. Now I'm just trying to walk along through life going, I hope I make it.
Right. Amen.
But once I get the Word,
yes, yes,
amen, it becomes a flashlight. Yes. Why? Because it's illuminating what the Word of God says on the inside of me. My spirit, man, is taking hold of that, saying, you know what? That does belong to me.
Yes.
That does belong to me. I know over the years people have told me that healing doesn't belong to me, but glory to God, this says that it's a flashlight to me. This says that it's helping me, that he's not putting sickness on me to teach me. Amen. That he's trying to help me through life. It's a flashlight to light the path ahead of me. To keep me from what? So then why? Sometimes people say, well, God wants to teach you. But if he wanted to teach us, why would he try to keep us from stumbling if he did want to teach us? See, a lot of it don't make sense, some of the things that we think sometimes. Amen? Amen. Pull up King Amplified Classic. Go to 130, please. Stay in Psalms 119. Go to 130, please. The entrance and of unfolding of your words give what? Their unfolding gives what? Amen. Gives what? Amen. Gives what? Amen. Gives what? Understanding, discernment, and comprehension to the simple. Amen. Amen. But what the King James says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It's interesting that light wouldn't have been able to be mentioned there until it said the entrance of thy words, God's words, give what? Give what?
Light.
So then I shouldn't be confused. So if confusion, well, I don't know if that belongs to me. Well, that's not God's word.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, get the flashlight. Get the Word of God and see what the Word of God says about it. Because the entrance of thy words, God's words, pull up a King James, please. Of thy words, who's thy?
Me.
God, God's words, giveth what?
Light.
It giveth understanding to the simple. The entrance. Where is it entering? That's the word I was looking for. Where is it entering, though?
In
our hearts, in my spirit, man.
Yeah.
And for it to enter, I can't sit up here and force feed you.
That's right.
I can't. Have you ever tried to force feed a baby? Yep. Some people are the same way. That's why you sit there and see them going.
Amen.
Not us. Amen.
Amen.
But the entrance of thy words giveth light.
Yep.
So it's up to each and every one of us to get into the Word.
Yep.
To understand what the Word of God says concerning my life.
Right.
What has God done for me?
Right.
What has God redeemed me from?
Yes.
Amen. And the Word of God tells us.
Yep.
Amen. Let's go over to Matthew 9, please. Pull it up in the Passion, Matthew 9, 26. Matthew 9, 26, Passion. You already got it? All right, good. Matthew 9:26 says, and the news, let me turn over there, please. So if you look back up about verse 24, it says, and he said unto them, give place, for the maiden is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. This is talking about Jairus' daughter.
Right. Yes,
amen. It's talking about Jairus' daughter. And then verse 26, it says, and the news or the fame of 26, and the news of this incredible miracle spread where?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Next. And Jesus left the house. Whose house? Jairus' house, right? Where he just raised the daughter from the dead, correct? Yes. Amen. And Jesus left the house. Two blind men began doing what?
Following
him, shouting over and over, Son of David, which is saying, you are the Messiah.
Amen.
You are our King. You are the Messiah. Amen. Son of David, show us mercy and heal us.
Amen.
And they followed him right into the house where Jesus was staying. So Jesus asked them, do you believe that I have the power to restore sight to your eyes? They replied, if it's your will.
No.
What'd they say?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, what?
We believe.
Turn over to Isaiah, please. Isaiah 35. Hold this spot and then go to Isaiah 35. You probably already turned, sorry. Wish you'd have said something before I turned. I know, I'm sorry. Isaiah 35, I'm going to look at it at the Passion and the Easy Read. About verse 5. Tiana, I might have to put you back there again. I'm just joking. You're doing a great job, brother. That'll learn you. Then the eyes of the blind will be open. Amen.
Yes.
So that they can see, and the ears of the deaf will be open so that they can what?
Hear.
The eyes of the blind do what? Will be what?
Open.
Amen. The Passion says the blind eyes will open and deaf ears will hear. Amen.
Yes.
Now go over to 42, verse 7. It says, you will make the what? You will free those who are held as captives. You will lead those who live in darkness out of their what?
Prisons.
The Passion says, your mission is to open blind eyes.
Amen.
You know they're talking about Jesus here, right?
Yes,
everybody understand that?
Yes,
your mission is to open blind eyes, to set prisoners free from dark dwellings and to open prison doors to those who are held by darkness.
Amen.
Not understanding.
Yes.
Right? And now go over back to Matthew 9:26, please. Out of the Passion. Actually, go to 29, please. It says, then Jesus put his hands, or 28. And they followed him. Who's he talking about again?
The blind.
The blind talking about, or the, yes, sorry. The they, it's talking about the blind following Jesus, him right into the house where Jesus was staying. Amen. Y'all know that they taught out of the Old Testament back then. Y'all understand that, right? So Jesus asked them, do you believe that I have the power to restore sight to your eyes? They replied, what? Where did it come from? Number one, they've obviously been taught from Isaiah, which we just read, where it said, chapter 42, verse 7 said, your mission is to open the blind eyes. Not only that, but if you look at back at verse 26, it said the news of this went everywhere. The news of this went everywhere. So number one, that they've been taught about it because they were taught the Old Testament back then. And so they heard the word of God. And so faith was there, but they just didn't realize it yet. They heard the word of God, and then all of a sudden they heard something about somebody being healed, raised up off a deathbed, and a woman with an issue of blood that for 12 years no longer has it. And they said, you know what? That's the one that they were talking about back in Isaiah. He's going to open blind eyes. Me and you's blind. Guess where we going?
Yeah. Amen.
Next, please. Then Jesus put his hands over their eyes and said, you will have what? You will have what? Your faith. Not my faith. Not your wife or your husband's faith. Not anybody else's faith, but your faith. You will have exactly what your faith expects.
Amen.
Each and every one of us. Hallelujah. They knew one was coming to heal the blind, and that is exactly what they got. Right? They knew about it. Because we just read Isaiah 35, 5 and 6. Isaiah 42, verse 7. They knew about it. There was another one. I didn't write it down, though. But it talked about the blind eyes being opened. The deaf ears. And what did Jesus do whenever he came? Exactly what they talked about.
Yes.
Exactly what was prophesied beforehand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Turn over to Luke 5:15, please. I'm going to pull this one up in the CEV. Luke 5:15 CEV. CEV. I've tried to, it's the accent. We're getting there. 5:15. News about Jesus kept spreading. Large crowds came to listen to him teach. Amen. Large crowds came to him to listen to him do what?
Teach.
Teach what? The word of God.
Amen.
He wasn't teaching, maybe you might get something if you show up.
Yeah.
Maybe, hopefully, if we do something crazy, God will heal you.
Right.
Yeah. News about Jesus kept spreading. Large crowds came to listen to him teach and to be healed of what?
Their diseases.
So they obviously had to hear the word of God about healing. For them to be healed of their diseases, because faith was operating in their life. They heard the word of God, believed it, and then they received.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Turn over to Luke 6, please, just next chapter there. 6, about verse 17. Jesus and the apostles came down from the mountain and came to some flat, level ground. Many other disciples were there to meet him. Large crowds of people from all over Judah, Jerusalem, and the coastal towns of Tyre and Sidon were there too. These people had come to do what?
Listen to Jesus.
These people had come to do what?
Listen to Jesus.
These people have come to do what?
Listen
to the word of God. And to be healed. And to be healed of what?
All?
All. Amen. All who were troubled by evil spirits were also healed.
Amen.
Next, please. Everyone was trying to touch Jesus because power, say power, was going out from him and healing who?
Them all.
Amen. Power was going out of Jesus. I wonder what that looked like. Amen. So I wrote down a few things real fast. They came to hear Jesus teach and to be healed. Amen. Right? Because verse 18, it says they came to hear Jesus teach and to be healed of their sicknesses. Amen. So they came to hear Jesus teach and to be healed. Key word there came to hear Jesus teach. But they came with open ears.
Yep. Amen.
Right? They didn't come going, I don't care what he says today, I ain't going to believe it.
That's right. Amen.
Power was coming or going out from Jesus, right? What initiated the power going out from him? Number one, people came. They came, right? They wanted answers, so no matter how they felt or what kind of shape they were in, they came.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Number two, they heard the word taught.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Amen. They heard the word taught, which they believed and received faith for it.
Yes.
Right? And then number three was boldness. They were trying to touch Jesus with the hand of faith, which in return God was pleased and they would not be denied. Because God answers faith.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
God answers faith. Because
yes.
Without faith, it's impossible to do what?
Please God.
Please God. So God is pleased by our faith. How does faith come?
By hearing.
And hearing by the word of what?
God.
Amen. So the more word of God I'm feeding on, the more my faith is going to get built up.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Right?
Yes.
And so if I'm believing God for something, and let's say I'm believing God for healing, and I haven't received my healing yet, bottom line is he's not holding it back from me, but I just don't have the faith for my full healing yet. But if I continually feed my faith daily on the word of God concerning healing, it will be a continual step. Each day, I will be receiving my healing. It might not be the full healing, but the more I get into the word of God, I will eventually receive the full healing.
Yes.
But it's a continual walk if I don't have the faith for the full healing right now.
Yes. Amen.
That doesn't mean I just give up and go, I don't have faith.
That's right. Right.
Because number one, that's an easy and a lazy way out.
Yeah.
That's all it is, a lazy way out. I don't want to have to feed my faith. You feed me, Pastor. I can't because I'm not around you all the time.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
That's right.
So it's up to each and every one of us to feed our own faith, right? And how do we do that? With the word of God?
Yes.
With the word of God concerning whatever I'm believing God for.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
All right. Amen. We'll stop there. We're at 11. We did great. We
yes,
made
sir.
It. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, did y'all get anything? Get any help? Thank God for helping us. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, we will continue to meditate on the word of God. We will continue to feed our spirit, man, feed our faith on the word of God. And I thank you, we will not allow it to be stolen, but we will grow. We will continue to grow from your word and in your word. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna